An end around the Supreme Court. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what the Senate's Democratic leader wants. Chuck Schumer planning a vote today to make abortion legal nationwide, a week after the leaked court draft opinion showing conservative justices ready to overturn the Roe v. Wade ruling.
Now we know women's rights are at stake. So this vote is the first step. We are going to keep fighting.
But that procedural step will fail, likely several or more votes shy of the 60 needed to overcome a filibuster. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell doubts any federal abortion legislation could win a supermajority.
Fox's Jared Halpern, pro-choice activist, plan to protest outside justices' homes again today. Here's Fox's Marianne Rafferty.
Those walk-by Wednesday protests being organized by the group Ruth sent us, that's organized behind these demonstrations in the past. The White House and Democrats jumped to the defense of protesters they call peaceful outside of Supreme Court justices' homes, but Republicans are outraged.
They claim it's an attempt to intimidate. Now, here's something both parties agree on. More aid to Ukraine.
The yeas are 368. The nays are 57. The bill is passed.
The House sending the Senate that legislation to provide $40 billion in weapons and humanitarian assistance. A journalist was killed early this morning covering an Israeli raid in the West Bank. Shireen Abu Akleh, a U.S. citizen, worked for Al Jazeera, which blamed Israeli forces, but Israel claims she was hit by Palestinian gunfire. Gas prices hit a new record high this morning. AAA puts national average for regular at $4.40 per gallon.
Some of the roots of the inflation are outside of our control, to state the obvious.
President Biden blames COVID, supply chain issues, and Russia's invasion, says Republicans are not helping fight rising costs. They blame his policies. Now, next hour, we'll get the April inflation report that is going to show consumer prices rose again. They have been up recently at levels not seen in 40 years. America's listening to Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
A rare primary defeat for a Republican backed by former President Trump. Charles Herbster lost the race for governor in Nebraska. Jim Pillen edged him out. But in West Virginia,
two candidates backed by former President Trump won their GOP primaries. Incumbent Carol Miller is headed for a first district showdown with Democrat Lacey Watson. In the second district contest, it was Alex Mooney beating David McKinley to move on to November. He says he's fighting for his home state.
Mountaineers are far worse in the presidency of Joe Biden.
He'll now face Democrat Barry Wendell in November. Both races could be big advantages toward a Republican House majority in what is seen as a deep red state. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Casey White's back in jail in Alabama nearly 2 weeks after the murder suspect escaped with a corrections officer, Vicky White, no relation. Their run as fugitives ended Monday.
Police body cam video showing officers dragging former corrections officer and alleged accomplice Vicky White out of their getaway car, which crashed in Evansville, Indiana, after law enforcement ran them off the road. Authorities say his prison guard lover shot herself in the head and later died at the hospital. Cops finding an arsenal of weapons in the car, including several handguns and semi-automatic weapons. After his arrest, police say Casey White told them he had planned to go out in a hail of bullets.
Fox's Todd Pyro on Wall Street ahead of the inflation report. Stock futures are surging the day after the Dow lost another 84 points on top of big recent sell-offs. But the Nasdaq rebounded a bit, rising 114. A rookie pitches his way into the record books in baseball.
Ground ball. Velasquez throws across.
Detmers blanked the Tampa Bay Rays on Bally Sports in a 12-0 Los Angeles Angels win in the NBA playoffs. Blowout wins for Phoenix over Dallas and Miami over Philadelphia. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Fallon inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.